Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series. And now, Bill Jordan.
Well, hello there. I'm Bill Jordan. Thanks for tuning in to my Living Life with the Microphone On podcast. Feel free to, as they say, hit me up via email if you still do that. I heard somebody the other day say something about, you know, if you want to email me, it's not the 1980s anymore, but if you want to email me, it's like, my gosh, did I miss the boat on that? I still do email from time to time. Anyway, if you want to email me, bjordan@wralfm.com. I'm on Twitter @bjordan1015 and on Facebook, Mix Bill Jordan. Now, at the time of this recording, I'm sort of batching it for the week with our two dogs, Sophie and Roxy. As Marianne, my bride, is down on the Sea of Estrogen with her sister and some female cousins. They're on the Gulf of Mexico. That was a long drive down there, but they found this great place where one of her cousins loves to stay, and they're having a great time. And I would love for her to maybe have even a better time, and I'm sure she would if I would stop texting her and asking her where something is. Where is something in the garage? Where is something? Didn't we buy whatever? Where is the, I can't find stuff. And I'm forever, you know, asking where is this or where is that? And in spite of the fact, and I've talked about this before, that sometimes I cannot find a gallon of milk in the refrigerator, or the gigantic jar of peanut butter in the pantry, or my cell phone, which I'm holding in my hand at the time, I do think that my vision has improved with age. Now, of course, I've had LASIK surgery. I've had cataract surgery on both eyes. I have reading glasses scattered around home and Hyundai. But that is not the kind of vision that I'm talking about. I'm referring more to the definition of vision as perception. And I think I see things a little more clearly these days. I see the things that matter most in much sharper focus. I see the things that don't matter. Stuff that I used to think really mattered, really was important. Not so much. I see the little moments in life as some of life's biggest. I think I've mentioned before when our granddaughter squeezes my finger. She's so strong for that little person. Or she's laughing at a goofy face I make. At least I think it's a goofy face I'm making. Teaching our grandson, Mason the man cub, teaching him a magic trick. Or having him tell me a joke that's really funny and I legitimately laugh. Surprising loved ones with something that they're gonna love. That's the good stuff. I see the friends who have stuck around when the road got rough. I believe I see into events and through people better than ever. I see a lot of insecurity out there. I used to just see it as somebody who was loud or braggart or egocentric, and really now I see it as insecurity. My phony-ometer, my BS-ometer, whatever you want to call it, has become more finely tuned. But so is my real-ometer, the legit folks, the sincere people. Love them. I see the value in slowing down. I'm at a spot now where I can just kind of slow down more often than not. I see the value of keeping things as simple as I possibly can and of remembering sometimes just to breathe. Stop and breathe. And I see the value in staying calm. Calm is contagious. So trust me when I tell you, some things are better with age.
Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series from Bill Jordan. New episodes available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.